Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice and to be here and to open into today's topic of possibility, which we'll get to. And as we explore today, each month, these discussions, awareness, sharing, opening possibilities in this path of sacred sexuality that sometimes can feel hidden or squashed away or in the shadows, or like we don't feel safe to share about our sexuality or topics like consciousness or even edgier places of kink and fetish and BDSM, that often we think, oh, I can't talk about that, or I can't really open up into enjoying that. And I want to invite, yes, yes. What's it like to create the safe space to feel good, to be who we are, to be authentically alive, and in integrity, you know, holding ourselves with love and respect as well as others, and delighting in that huge range of pleasure. So first, let's begin by settling in for a couple of breaths and giving yourself permission to make sound. Feeling where you are in this moment, joining us live or in the archives, wherever you are here now, take a moment to slow down and feel your body. Seated or lying down, standing up, wherever you are, turn your awareness inward to feel sound as you give yourself permission to vibrate a little bit as you exhale. So that the exhale, yes, the sound could be that soft sigh. And can you give yourself permission to vibrate? Make sound. Give yourself space and possibility for letting go of things that are complete, that aren't serving anymore, that are done, that aren't yours to carry. Inviting the exhale with sound to let it drop down through your body. Feel the way you're connected with the earth through any structure you're touching, floor, seat, and down through all of that structure into the deep place of the earth. And for a moment, resting in that, letting some of your weight be carried by the earth, places that you might notice you're drawing up or holding onto or resisting the flow of gravity. What's it like to allow gravity to draw down? Feel your pelvis, pelvic floor. Invite with your hands at lower belly, perhaps, a call to the earth. Beloved Mother Earth, Lover Earth, help me connect my womb to your womb, this deep center, this sexual water center of the pelvis. Help me connect this deep space to the earth, to you, to the deep center of the earth. Help me to remember my connection and remember who I am. And acknowledging in my own body and acknowledging in your body your midline in whatever way you relate to midline. And then above, spirit, divine, universe, source, feeling that golden connection in the space above as the earth and divine meet within you. Notice your orientation in space, east, south, west, north. Which way are those for you? And a breath of gratitude for yourself, for taking time for you, for feeling and noticing and remembering for a moment who you are. Yay! So welcome. Today's show, I began this morning we had a lovely rain that moved through, and then I went outside with bare feet and hands and kind of crawled around and touched and felt and looked and sank into the earth and got my fingers down in the dirt, pulling some vines that were time to move on out of there. And as I was slowing down into gazing at the grass, just noticing and remembering it quite vividly, noticing these tiny little droplets of water that were clinging often to the very, very, very tip of the blade, and some little droplets down along the blade of grass or elsewhere. And I'd bring my fingertip just to the tip of water and it would just like, you know, just draw it into my finger or spread it out, and that little droplet would just sort of disappear or spread, or the way I felt it was sort of a spreading and engaging. And it was so beautiful to see these tiny droplets and to feel like seeing like the entire universe reflected within this single drop of water that was timeless and yet impermanent. And it just brought me a big smile and a sense of, yeah. And it brings me to the topic for today, which what we're going to explore is pleasure. What is pleasure? How can we experience pleasure? Do we give ourselves permission to feel pleasure? How often do we stop ourselves from feeling really good and alive? And so let's explore pleasure a bit today. So I want to start with, and this is also coming from, I'll begin with, a workshop I just shared where we explored this very tangibly with some what I'll call ingredients for connecting with pleasure in our body. So I'll come back to that. What I want to preface it with is when we talk about pleasure and in the context of sacred sexuality and the teachings of this path, like I as I put the word pleasure out there, there are things that I think come to mind that I hear from others when we communicate on this topic, or that I've felt before in my experiences or in my journey. And yeah, you know, these are also a part of it. And I want to just list a few. So pleasure, when we think of pleasure and we think of sexuality, sometimes what comes to mind is, oh yeah, all of these things like outside of us. So it might mean pleasure. Oh yes, my partner, you know, and how we can connect together. Or pleasure, oh yeah, you know, sex toys and how we can delight and touch with different ways of experiencing vibration or dildos or nipple clamps or floggers, you know, chips, dips, chains, whips, I'll quote from a lovely 80s movie. All of these other things. And there's a huge range of those. And for sensory experiences, you know, maybe it's that a little bit of rabbit fur or the eye mask to cover the eyes and feeling a sensory experience of ice being drawn down the back of the neck. Like, yes, yes, yes. You know, all of these things, when we talk about pleasure, can be what we play in and experience and relate to as ways to explore pleasure. A strawberry, you know, biting into a strawberry and feeling it against the lips and tongue and feeling the taste. All of these are ways that we can relate to pleasure. And I'll invite, and even we might even go into the realms of, yeah, pleasure. Okay, for that I need to, if I'm going to touch my body, for example, well, then I need to see a picture and watch a video, you know, and read erotica. And so I need to have this external stimulation to feel pleasure, that's how I feel pleasure. And while none of those things are bad, I will invite many of those often, can be a really big misrepresentation of what sexuality is all about and can start to pattern in things that take some unwinding later, which I've seen and experienced. So I'm not saying all pornographic, erotic types of materials are bad, and finding the balance, right? Finding the, what is it that feels really good and feels supportive of how we feel, you know, how we relate to the world, and when is it just creating an expectation or a pattern that's very limiting in the end, and that actually causes a cycle of, oh, well, you need this intensely high stimulation visually to feel good and to feel pleasure, and then the next time actually you need even more. It's got an addictive quality of the way that it fills the dopamine receptors in the brain, and we start to fry out and need more and more and more. And so when I talk about pleasure and what we're going to get to in a minute, what I'm talking about is how can we meet and experience pleasure within us? So all of these external things are fine and wonderful in the way that, that feels right for us. And acknowledging when any of them becomes something that is driving us in life and that we can't feel good without something, that is an addictive, exploration that maybe we can look at a different way that the body could meet, you know, and release the need for this particular addiction. And that's another topic. But pleasure and joy, I want to invite, when we talk about the ingredients for pleasure and joy, I'm not only talking about some set of things externally, visually or partners or toys or anything like that. Those things are wonderful. And the pleasure ingredients I want to invite are within. And within, as we meet and explore and open and meet and remember our bodies and remember who we are and open to the ecstatic currents of pleasure, we can now choose to relate with other beings with that. So I'm not saying it's only a solo practice when I talk about pleasure. Yes, we can totally meet and interrelate with other beings and even interrelate with those delightful sensory toys and exploration. Absolutely. And can we do that from a basis of within, of noticing and remembering who we are? We are infinite beings in finite form, as one of my teachers says. Energetic beings having, you know, getting the gift of a physical body. Humans, spiritual beings having a human experience. There's so many ways I've heard this put into words, but the essence of we as beings are much broader than just the physical bodies we are in. And we get to be in the gift of a physical body. Like, it is an exquisite gift. It's a yes and. I use this phrase often. What I mean by that is both. You know, yes, we're energetic beings, and yes, we're in a physical body. It's not an either or. We get to experience the joy of both. And when I say joy and pleasure, that doesn't mean that there isn't also all other sorts of emotions, sadness or grief or fear, that can show up and make us feel like we are removed from that pleasure. What I want to invite is, what are the ingredients? What's the soup we can dance in within to remember who we are and to open to remembering that pleasure and bliss and joy that is the very innate nature of our infinite self. We are infinity. We are the divine. We are pleasure. We are bliss. We've just sort of bound up layers, shields, some armor maybe, ways that we've protected ourselves from experiences. And these aren't bad things, but these layering, you know, what's it like to start to meet the world in a way from a place of finding trust and joy and connection within our own bodies that says, yeah, I am safe to let go of this layer. I'm not going to just tear this layer off and rip to a bloody sort of exposed, dripping entrails kind of sensation of feeling, you know, terribly ripped open. And that is not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about ripping away these protective layers. They came in for a reason. You know, we are consciousness laying into form. And as we do, we learn and grow through these physical bodies and relating with other beings. That's how we change, learn, and grow. So our experiences are literally what shape us. We may have an experience as a young child where something happens that doesn't feel so good and we've put up some sort of guard. Well, great. That's what got us through. You know, the universe came in and said, okay, I gotcha. You're okay. You're going to make it. And we do. We make it. We're still here. And that's beautiful. So when I invite feeling about pleasure and joy, that it's also acknowledging these other places in our body that sometimes feel like they're holding us back, or they feel like blocks or stops or restrictions, to not go, oh, I have this horrible blocking thing and I need to rip it open, or I need to get rid of it, or that it's not about fixing or pushing or trying to, you know, rip open some facet of what we're perceiving as a block or stuck energy in our body. I invite, can we meet that? Can we listen to it? And through listening, can we soften to experience what is it communicating? Can we learn from whatever our body is holding and let it go? And when it's time for it to stay, let it stay. We don't have to, it's not about having to force or rush letting go or opening. And all that said, as we feel the connection to softening and to listening, I'll invite, we do open. It happens. And so to me, joy, pleasure, it's about letting ourselves feel again. And for me, I headed down a really strong path of not feeling. I had a couple of big events in my childhood. One was my parents divorced when I was about 11. And as my dad moved away, I saw the way that my mom, through my set of filters, I watched her in what I perceived that she felt like, oh, crap, here I'd relied on this man for all these things, and now here's this simple project, and I can't get it done. And I felt her in sort of despair, like, how can I do this? He's gone. And so, you know, I perceived it that way, that she felt like she couldn't do it anymore. And as I felt that in my own little girl body, what it did for me was go, oh, you know, it kind of made me mad. Like, damn it, I'm never going to rely on somebody outside me. I'm going to just, if I do it all myself, and especially not let a man in, then it's all going to be okay, because I will never feel like I can't do it and get it done on my own. It's kind of what I stepped into. And so that had, you know, there's two sides to that. Yes, that's a great service, right? As a young girl, stepping into my power to go, hey, I'm going to get my own shit done. And I did for a lot of years, went through a really hyper kind of overachiever path of making sure that I was never not going to be all set. You know, I'm going to make sure I can do this and that and this and that and learn this and take care of myself in this way and not rely on anybody here. And what that did also was built a lot of walls that said, I better not let anybody in. It's not safe. So the second thing that happened for me was I fell in love, you know, and I fell in love for the first time at age 14, really young. And as we connected, you know, looking back on it, I can see it now. I didn't see it then, but oh my gosh, you know, I was like looking to fill a hole. It's like this love that I was missing at home in some way, maybe I felt like my parents weren't so much around, you know, one of them physically not around and the other really worried and working to do her own stuff, right? So maybe I felt them as not so around. And so I'm looking to fill this hole in me, and I do, right? So now I've got this boyfriend, and and we're connecting and it's a serious relationship and it's even the first boy I have sex with. And oh my gosh, you know, like I need him. I love him. And I kind of frankly smother the guy. And we have, for our own sets of reasons, things start to happen towards the end. And he ends up breaking up with me and it tanks me. I go into a huge depression. I can see myself in my high school hallway, like the classroom in the 200 wing of my high school. And I'm sitting there in this big, baggy, oversized sweatshirt and really dark, too much makeup and jeans and these shoes that were too small for my feet. And I'm kind of poking at a hole in the toe. But I didn't dare try to wear anything that actually fit because that means I'm too big. You know, I can't be that big. So I force myself to wear this small thing and I hide under these baggy clothes and I'm in a ball and I realize, oh, it feels so much easier if I just numb out right now. Yeah, that's better. I'll numb out. With numbing out, I don't feel all this pain and all the ick of having, you know, this breakup. So I numbed out. So I made these two choices, the one earlier where I said, oh, don't let anybody in, and the one now where I said, oh, you know, it's easier to numb out and not feel. So don't let anyone in and don't feel. So I erected a lot of barriers, a lot of walls, and a lot of ways that I was holding life at bay. And while that was what was called for at the moment, years later, something shifted. Let's take a breath, a moment, a little bit of a break, and we'll be right back for more.
You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is Tuesday, May 16th, 2017, and you are listening to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to talk with Leslie live on the air, give us a call. The number is 646-378-0378. That number again, 646-378-0378. And now, back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
So those two things, we're exploring pleasure today. Pleasure. What's it like to let ourselves remember pleasure? And for me, my journey, I built up a lot of walls and shields. Don't let anyone in and don't feel. That was a theme for me growing up. And it served, and I was on my hyper overachiever path, and I was doing and going and doing and setting goals and getting them done and going off to school and graduating with honors and getting 2 degrees in a short amount of time and heading off into an engineering career and 15 years in corporate engineering and all of this to do, go, go, go. Meanwhile, pushing my body to extreme limits and running marathons and Ironman triathlons and hundreds of other races. And I was going and doing and getting it done. And then something happened. There was this thing that happened. I was driving, got the car, the career, the house, the husband. This is all great. This is what I'm supposed to do, right? That's what you do. You line up all the stuff in life. So I got it all rolling. Well, the next thing, I'm starting to actually feel my body's going, baby, I want a baby. And my husband and I at the time, we said, yep, let's do it. I went off birth control pills, which I'd been on for years. And wanted to just magically make my body get it done. So put all the things on the list, have sex on the right days, you know, track my basal body temperatures in Excel spreadsheets, and surely this will all work just like everything else because that's how it works, right? No. The universe had other plans. So we spent several years in the process of trying and not, and then working with fertility treatments, and those not working, then that working and getting pregnant and then miscarrying and having the time of grieving. but then rushing kind of back in, like, nope, nope, nope. Okay, whatever that thing is that we did the last time, it worked. So we need to do that again. We did that again, and it didn't work. I finally get to this place where my body says, I can't do this anymore. Things like the side effects from the medications that I was trying to take to force this fertility thing, all of this was too much. And my body said, I can't do it. And I had to let go. It was like the, I'll call it my breakdown / spiritual awakening. Like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I'm in a heap at the end of the track at a 4 a.m. running a date with my friends, which was my big social and emotional, energetic outlet. And I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I'm running, I'm pushing, I'm running, and I'm pushing, and I just collapse. And I'm there crying and tears and snot, and I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. And I let go of this need, this drive to get pregnant. So I come back and check in with my husband, and we agree, yep, let's just release this, and we release it. Time goes by, and time goes by, and the next thing you know, I'm waking up, and I'm getting ready for work in sort of my morning routine, and I'm brushing my teeth, and I'm going, what? And this little thing flutters into my head. You know, it's been a while since you had a period, a moon cycle. I'm like, wow, I haven't even been tracking. I lost count. You know, I was no longer tracking or paying any attention. I was just zooming along in life again. And so I'm like, but something tells me you got to check. And I check. And I, because I still had a drawer full of pregnancy tests, and I pull one out and I take the pregnancy test, and sure enough, I'm pregnant. And it was literally on the morning that we were headed for the final closeout fertility appointment, just to tell him we were done. We had just left it on the books, hadn't canceled it. And just to tell him, we're done trying, you know, see you later. So we went instead and said, oh my gosh, we need you to double check something. So sure enough, my daughter comes into the world. And this process was very much what cracked me open. It's what I call my spiritual awakening. I woke up through this to start to see that I could not grip and hold the reins of life so tightly anymore. I had to let go, or I was not going to make it. Literally felt dry and crispy. I had been dealing with injuries and bizarre overuse. Injuries and accidents and all sorts of things happening because my body was screaming and I wasn't listening. I just thought any of those little things like, oh, that time I'm sick, or that next time I'm sick, or that time I'm injured. Oh, these are all just, I'm not doing it right. I better get tougher. I better get leaner. I better get smarter about what I'm doing so that this stuff doesn't happen. And I thought that that's what I needed to do to quote, fix it. So we finally get to this place where I start to crack open just a little bit. My eyes opened to say, oh, you mean I can't always force it to happen? Sometimes I have to let go and trust. You're kidding. So that journey of starting to let go, to open a space of feeling again. And this gets back to our topic, pleasure. What's it like to let ourselves feel? For me, I had bound so many layers on top of who I am, trying to force myself to stay in a hetero, corporate, normative lifestyle that I thought I was supposed to live because that's what society told me. But yet, my authentic self inside was kind of screaming, and I was just doing as much as I could to not listen. When I started to slow down and listen and gently start to peek open what's going on in here, and, you know, practice like meditation and yoga and slowing down and breath awareness all started, you know, making their way into my life. The past 20 years have been about like reconnecting with and opening to new explorations of what can I do to listen to my body. So that pleasure, can I explore feeling again? And when we turn feeling on, or when we turn it off, what that does is it doesn't have a selection filter. You can't say, well, I want to turn off all these emotions that I call bad, things like sadness or grief or anger, like, oh, I don't want to feel those, but I want to feel happy and joyful. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't quite work that way. What's it like to acknowledge that all of those emotions are portals to our power? They are portals to how we can access the sensation and the awareness of who we are so that we can meet life and the world and then let those guide us so that we feel our feelings as a pathway to remembering our true nature. And when I say feel them, I don't mean stay swirled around stuck in them, never ending in sort of the pit of despair. Like, it doesn't have to feel like it's overwhelming and forever. That hopelessness feeling is a clue that, this one maybe needs a little extra support. So that we can kind of go, okay, can I watch that and go, I'm feeling that now. Can I let myself pull out of this spiral right now and come back to looking around the room and being in the present and remembering that you're okay right now. You're okay. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. So pulling ourselves back out of that to meet it in a new way. And that's part of what I talk about with resources. So resources can be this, what are the things outside or inside ourselves? Outside, they can be people we feel really good to be with, or our pets, or that place in nature we just brings such joy when we rest that spot by the lake, or when we dig our toes into the sand, or get our fingers down in the cool, moist earth and gardening. Whatever that piece may be for each of us, it's different. But these are resources, the things that let our body feel good and alive and happy and connected. And that our internal resources, which I like to encourage in addition to the external ones, give us a way to tap into that anytime. Anytime. Because we always are here in our body. We always can come back to the safe abode of our body. And often we have trained ourselves to think that our body isn't safe. And so we spend a lot of time trying not to be. I did that for years. So as I let myself plant back in and come back in to feel in my body and drop into my belly and my pelvis and meet the experiences of life from a place within, now I can meet and listen just from a new place, like a new place of resource. So that resource can help guide us to our joy, right? The places of joy, when we feel joy, that's something that we can come back to and feel again. And then we can work with being in our body and feeling that joy and release let that sensation inform the other sensations, the ones that don't feel as supportive or yummy. So I wanted to talk about for a moment, as we are exploring pleasure, one of the things I like to invite and guide is, what are the ingredients to start to meet, the ingredients of the soup? What's your pleasure soup? And there's ingredients that we can start to sprinkle in self-awareness now that we can start to open and meet and listen to our bodies in a way that we can reclaim pleasure. And maybe we already feel really good about pleasure. Great. Then this is a yes and. You can enjoy this too. Or you might feel like this is not resonant for you. And that's okay. And what's it like when you do go, gosh, there's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. I feel like I'm constantly doing things other people want me to do. Or I feel like I'm constantly stuck in this experience or this job or this school or this life or this neighborhood, and go, whoa, I can start to notice and remember myself and make choices and recreate my reality. So let's start with inward pleasure, the ingredients, the soup for exploring pleasure. Energy, when we meet and work with, first it's just acknowledging that we are energetic beings, again, infinite beings on finite form. So how do we work with energy? We through our physical body, it's how we can eat food and convert that into energy. We can have sunlight on our skin, prana through our breath or chi. Many words and many traditions that speak of this in their each unique ways, but it all comes down to, can we remember that we are light and energetic beings that are relating in a physical body, and through that physical body as a gift, we can relate and work with energy. And our sexual energy is the one that can double, triple, and exponentially grow in ways that the others cannot. And so when we can start to meet that power of that ecstatic pleasure and learn that just because we feel pleasure or ecstasy or what I call ecstatic currents, opening to feeling joy and pleasure in the body, doesn't mean, like, even as that's maybe driven into the genitals, does it have to be all about the genitals? And then, oh, now I have to go have my genitals lead my way into having some experience to release this. Like, I need to go find somebody or do something or, you know, have sex or, you know, we will often turn ourselves off of feeling that pleasure in certain situations because, well, I just can't have sex right now. You know, I'm at work, or I can't go do this thing. I'm sitting and watching my daughter's game. Well, what I invite is, it's not the sensations, it's not the pleasure that's a bad thing. It's if we take that and have it drive us into inappropriate behaviors, that's what's not cool. Right, we feel really juicy at work, and we grab a cube mate and throw them on the boardroom table and take them. Right, like that's not okay. Totally inappropriate in that environment. So we have to check in with what's the container of the space that we're in, the space we're holding for ourselves, that we can meet and delight in feeling good. We shut ourselves down from feeling good. We start to feel juicy and alive and go, oh, I can't, I'm not allowed. The best example I can describe of this in my own experience, the one that comes in, and I've shared this before, I believe, but there was this time where I'm, you know, quick backstory, haven't lived with my parents since I was 17 years old and I went off to college. And so now here I am a couple of decades later. My parents live separately way across the country. Both are thousands of miles away. And so I'm in my own home. My parents have never even lived in the state that I'm living in. And I'm in a self-pleasure practice, something that I invite is a juicy way to cultivate and start to work with these little ingredients that I'll talk about in a minute to feel in my body, right? And now I'm in self-pleasure and it's building and it's, oh, it's nice, and I'm building in pleasure, and I'm touching my body and touching my genitals, and I'm exploring, and it feels really good and juicy and yummy, and there's an orgasm building. I can feel it. Like, oh, good. Oh, yum, you know? And I'm feeling it, and it's kind of on the horizon, and I'm like, oh, yes, there, you know? And right as it's getting close, but not there yet, boom! It's like my head like bumps against a glass ceiling. Like I'm riding this pleasure wave and I go bam right into the glass ceiling. And the glass ceiling says, oh, you can't feel this good. What if mom walks in? You know, oh no, what if mom walks in? What if mom finds out? That's the little, I call it fruit fly. These are fruit flies, are the things that sort of fly in out of nowhere. They seem random. And they seem to have nothing to do with what's going on, but they are exactly important and need to be heard. And this fruit fly is a message from my body that says, hey, let's meet this. This is ready to be seen. Can we meet it? And here I am in my 30s, feeling self-pleasure and self-touch, and it's shut down because I'm worried my mom's going to walk in, and she is thousands of miles away. This was such an obvious fruit fly. Not all of them are this obvious. Many of them go by thousands of times where we just shove at them and go, I'm trying to have an orgasm here. Can we just like shove you away? I don't want to deal with you right now. I can speak from my own experience on those types as well. But coming back to this one, so it was so obvious because it was so obvious. And what that helped me with was my capacity to see it. So I could watch it and witness it and go, oh, that's so not true. That's such an old story That's an old pattern I've been carrying for decades. I don't have to carry this anymore. And I could watch it and not get swallowed up by it or not try to avoid it. I could watch it. I could witness it and not get either swallowed up by it, overtaken, or ignore it and try to push it away. Just watch it. You don't have to do anything with it. So I see it and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. So I'm allowed to, at this point now, I'm able to see it and go, oh, and I spoke out loud. I'm alone in the room and I'm just speaking out loud and I'm like, I am a good and beautiful person. I am allowed to feel pleasure. I'm allowed to touch my body. I'm a grown adult making choices that are okay for me. There is nothing wrong with this. I'm allowed to feel good. And I let myself, you know, the pleasure had dropped, right? So I was feeling joy and I'm like, it tanked. I hit that wall. But I just relaxed, reaffirmed, loved myself a little bit, gave myself a little hug and said, you know, you're going to be okay. And then I let myself build again. And I build, and with that sexual energy, I was beaming it out for healing for this planet, for healing for me and my body to say, you know, it's okay. We are allowed to feel pleasure. And I let that energy carry that and fuel it into transforming and transmuting the old story I had been carrying in my body. And it was powerful. So letting ourselves listen to our body on what might come up is a pathway to pleasure. Tapping into our resources and what feels safe and good and what's the container we want to hold. These are parts of the pathway to pleasure. And the ingredients for the soup. So when we're working with energy, breath, sound, movement, touch, visualization, intention, these are all ways we can work with energy. Some are more gross or tangible than others. Some are more subtle. They are all ways that we can meet energy in the body. And what I want to invite, as you're exploring life, slow down enough to meet and listen to your breath. Give yourself permission to make sound. Give yourself permission to move. Give yourself permission to touch. To touch your own body. Open up and create space with others to share touch. And hold each person's choice and consent as sacred in that touch. But to take the pressure off touch having to be, or any of these things having to be about sex. We have patterned in that as soon as we touch, especially with a primary partner that's, you know, we've been with for years, often that's what it, you know, touch led to sex. So if we touch, it's got to be about sex. And then what will happen is maybe that just doesn't feel right now. We got this thing going on in 15 minutes. And so, you know, nope, not ready to sink into sex. But so then we'll just pull away from touch. And our partner might not understand what's going on with that. Or then we might be the partner that's grasping for that touch, really needs that, you know, and we set up a cycle. But we all need touch. Touch is crucial for our human development, survival, growth. And letting ourselves unwind the patterns associated with touch as if a touch were a bad thing and meet it, but gently, not again, this is not forcing or ripping open. So those soup ingredients, breath, sound, movement, touch, visualization, ways to start to meet and delight in your body, the experiences of remembering who you are and listening to the wisdom of your body to guide you into pleasure. So that now pleasure is a place of opening to the ecstatic currents that are always available. They are part of us. They are us. We are divine. We are love. We are pleasure. Letting ourselves remember and unwind, dismantle the layers that we've built up on top of to allow feeling pleasure. And delighting in it. The soup ingredients, feeling, so that now pleasure becomes an experience of within, that I can open and cultivate and allow pleasure whenever I choose to hold that space, and that I can do that with a partner. You know, we can make choices like maybe that feels really good with a particular partner right now. Maybe it doesn't feel as good in this case. Good. But you're not claiming you're empowered. You are claiming your sexual sovereignty. You are claiming your power of choice and what feels safe and good in each moment. And I'll invite, when it feels good, to engage with some of the external stuff too. So it may feel really yummy to have that particular dildo or sex toy. It may feel really yummy to feel that particular soft buckskin leather flogger across your ass. Yes, but then it becomes a place of like meeting it and not just bracing from it. And that we can, it's the yes and. So yes, we can bring in external stuff too. And can we let ourselves feel, or are we bracing from sensation? So with that, I want to take another short break and we will be back shortly.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Leslie has a new website. You can find radio podcasts, videocasts, and more free resources at leslieblackburn.com. The website is mobile-friendly and also has the full class and event schedule, information on private sessions, mailing list sign-up, and much more, again at leslieblackburn.com. Leslie offers private sessions and has helped many hundreds of individuals and couples over the years on their path of sacred sexuality. Sessions are available either in person or by Skype or phone. See details on the website under Classes and Coaching. There are also a couple of options for home study practices. Sacred sexuality classes on four new topics are now available by video. You can purchase access to these at the website. And the Tantric Energy Touch workshop is available as an audio CD. Order online at the website. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events, as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives, is to subscribe to the email newsletter by clicking on the link on the website again. LeslieBlackburn.com. Also, Leslie's Sacred Sexuality videocast airs monthly. You can choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be a part of the conversation live or sit back and take it in. See details at the website to join in. The next one is Wednesday, June 7th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Reminder that Leslie is available for speaking engagements and for private sessions. More information at the website, LeslieBlackburn.com. And now, back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, my love. And thank you all for listening in, for dropping in, for allowing yourself to explore perhaps something new or deepen in your journey that may already be familiar. Let yourself incorporate this in your way. And I want to invite, as we're exploring the topic of pleasure today, to open our bodies for a moment in this space and time that you are in, whether you're joining us live or in the archives, and allow yourself to receive the transmission of possibility. Opening and feeling the spiritual realms around us, the sacred circle, the divine wisdom keepers, the sacred masculine, sacred feminine, and finding and feeling that balance within our bodies. Dude. And allow yourself to receive the transmission of, yes, the keys to listening and to unlocking and to opening places in our body. Our body has tremendous wisdom and it has the keys to unlock them. Invite yourself to slow down, to listen, acknowledge the deep rhythms. Explore for a moment your breath. Inviting a deep belly breath, letting your belly expand, letting the breath come deep into the pelvis. Notice the way you experience breath as you relate with the field of breath. How do you feel it in your body? What are the sensations? Do you notice it as warmth or coolness? With the upper lip? Maybe there's places in your body you feel expansion, contraction, tingles or vibration, hum or buzz. Just notice, noticing without trying to categorize, and witness without judging. And then invite yourself to create a little sound, an exhale with sound, perhaps. Explore sound, like the letter M. And notice the sensations in your body as you do. And then notice your pelvic floor. Give a little clench. Notice if you can feel the way that muscle is attached inside your pubic bone, your sit bones, your tailbone. Feeling and relating to a part of the body we don't talk about much. Give a little lift as if you're drawing a silk scarf up into the central channel of your body, and then exhale and relax and let that scarf drop back down. And then touch, let yourself feel your hands touch your skin. Maybe press into the soles of your feet. Put a little pressure at each toe. Touch and feel the sit bone where your pelvic floor attaches. So that you're acknowledging yourself and your body with touch and remembering. And then intending what intention you would like to hold with your journey, remembering perhaps health, healing, wholeness, new perspectives, new awareness, allowing yourself to be authentically you. And ask for guidance in that. Universe, what do I need to know right now? How can I feel pleasure? What do I need to experience to meet, to open to the realms, the deep realms of authentically me? Maybe just ask. And then with playing with those different types of ingredients and different facets with your intention, powerful things can open. Listen to your body. Your body will guide you. And if you ever want support in listening and discerning when those messages are feeling authentic and what ones are feeling aligned with your source, and that's something that you can also meet with support, with a loved one, with a guide. That's work that I do in private sessions. Let yourself feel and be you. I honor you deeply as you, authentically you. And that light that shines within all of us is connected. And I acknowledge feeling and resting in that awareness, that field of connection, of pleasure, of love, and of we're all in this together. And everything's going to be okay. And with a breath of gratitude for pleasure and allowing yourself to walk the pleasure journey, which can include lots of rich emotion. With deep gratitude, namaste.
Thank you for joining us today for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please visit her website, leslieblackburn.com. Leslie is available for private sessions, and you can find out more information at the website. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a beautiful day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.